Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I launched something while you were away, I mentioned before, called Country Rap.
What did I say about launching segments without my approval?
Well, look, you weren't here to stop me, so I did it. And it's based on the fact that all rap songs in 2019 seem to be country themed.
This is the biggest.
Yeah, this was like number one for 19 weeks. That's a record-breaking song. And all it is a rap beat with a country singer in it. So I thought, hey, let's go back into the OG rap stores, right? And go like 90s and noughties rap songs. And let's recreate them to make them into some country rap of 2019.
So how do you do this? So you do the actual song. So you perform the actual hip-hop song to a country like bed, or what do you do?
No, not quite. I just put on a country accent.
Oh, the budget. Josiah and Ellie, the budget show.
Josiah, if you go on our Instagram, Hit GV, or our Facebook page, Hit Goulburn Valley, you can see a video of me performing Snow's Informer, which is the hardest rap song of all time, in a country theme, and it went off.
Did people love it?
Yeah, Eminem messaged me and was like, oh, good rapping, bro.
Oh, here we go.
I did Without Me as well. Oh, okay. What do you can't play it now. People can go on the Instagram and check it out.
But
basically, after I performed Snow's Informer, I got a call from Megan in Shet, right? And this is how it went down. She gave me a song request.
Tomorrow, we should do Baby Got Back, you know, Big Butts.
Big Butts. Baby's Got Back.
Baby Got Back.
Oh.
So that's what I've decided to do today. I had a little practice in the studio yesterday. And
are you feeling confident?
No, not at all. I was going to do the start bit, but I couldn't, you know, they're like, oh my God, Becky, look at her butt.
Well,
so
why don't I be backing? Why don't I film this thing / be backing vocals? Or would you rather me go live on Instagram? Why don't I do that instead?
No, don't go live. Don't go live. I'll post a video of it later. Okay.
I've
got to be in the zone right now. Okay. Here we go. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough because you notice that butt stuff deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop tearing. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me. I didn't want to say the end bit.
I don't remember there being a horse. In the original version.
I didn't want to do the M because it was a rude word.
You know what? Well done, Ellie. That was brilliant.
Thank you. If you've got any requests for me to remake in a country rap style, hit me up. Hit GV on Insta, hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
My mind was blown on my trip to Albania. I was hanging out with one of my cousins, Rezi, who is about 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Something she said to me has got my attention. I wrote it down in my phone. And I thought I need to go and speak to my old friend Ellie about it when I get back.
Oh, are we old friends now?
We're old friends now.
Okay.
The honeymoon's well and truly over. So basically, she was on Instagram and we were stalking somebody.
As you do on a daily basis. I've witnessed you doing it in the office many times.
I do it many times. And I went to look at this girl's account and she goes, no. Go to your other account and stalk her off that. Then she doesn't know that you've looked at her profile and she doesn't know you've seen her story. So I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, that's what I do for guys. Here, let me show you. And she goes onto her Instagram account.
Yeah.
She's got one, which is her normal one, which everyone follows her on. And then she's got a fake account with no photos, no nothing. And it's where she can go and stalk a guy or whoever she's interested in. It could be a girlfriend that she doesn't want to see.
Yeah.
And you can view their stories. So then when someone looks at their Instagram account and if you go through and scroll through who's seen your story, they can't see that you've seen it. Just some fake account that you've made up that is, and who knows what that is.
What is the? Do you remember the name of the fake account?
No idea. And I said, "Are you? You go to that much effort?"
Yeah.
She goes, "Of course we do. We all do it."
But who's looking at who's looked at your stories?
Yeah, that's the other thing. And I said, "Who has the time to go through?"
Yeah.
Because I have thousands of people look at mine.
Oh, sorry.
At
calm
Josiah
down.
Sharla, trust me. I said, "I don't have time to look at all 1,000 people that look at my story." Whereas she is like, "No. I go through." And she's sitting there at dinner, scrolling through, checking which boys have viewed her story.
Oh, look. I suppose in the dating scene, maybe you want to keep an eye out to see if, you know, Bob from accounts has checked your story.
That's what she does, but I couldn't care less. And she's like, now they don't know. And I guess she's got a valid point.
Yeah.
First of all, who can be bothered? Second of all, this is what the kids are doing these days.
And also, like, I'll sit there for, you know, 20 minutes just going through everyone's stories when I'm bored. It doesn't mean I'm, like, they just pop up because it goes straight to the next one anyway. It doesn't mean I'm seeking out your story to look at it.
I know, but they're that worried they don't want them to see it. They're now doing that. And
oh.
So she said her and her friends are doing that. Is this just a thing they do over there or is this something you and your friends friends do as well.
Well, I've heard, especially the younger generation, because we're in the older generation now, my friend's little sister has a public account, or not a public account, but like the one she wants the world to see. And then her and her friends have got private. So anytime you see like Ellie Priv, that means private account. Uh-huh. So that's where you put your ugly photos. It's kind of like Snapchat effectively because you only have your close friends who follow it.
Who has the time to do all this?
I know.
Surely you've had a fake account to stalk a boy.
No.
This is right down your alley.
I've never done that, but I did with about 5 seconds to go before we came on air. I remembered that about 3 years ago I did make a second Instagram account because I thought it was going to take off. You know how there's like hot guys reading and hot guys with dogs and like random like dog accounts
what
and stuff.
What did you call it?
So I thought it'd be funny to have an Instagram account called The Hangover Diaries, where people send in photos of stuff they were doing when they were hungover, and you just post that.
How did it go?
Well, The Hangover Diaries was taken as a name, so I ended up having to call it The Hung Diaries, and then I was getting sent some photos.
I was going to say, if you look at the hashtag The Hung Diaries, something else pops up. You know what? That would go viral.
So it's fair to say I haven't been on the Hung Diaries in a while.
I can imagine why. Hey, Goulburn Valley, 13, 12, 16, give us a buzz right now. I want to know if you are somebody that has two Instagram accounts.
Yes.
One for stalking, one for personal.
Yes.
I want to know, is this a thing around here in the Goulburn Valley as well, not just in Albania? Give us a call.
Well,
Charlotte
sent us a message on the Hit GV Insta saying she's got three personal accounts. One's public, another one's a music one, and then another one's a private one for just her and her friends. And yes, I stalk people on all of them.
Girls are crazy. Hey, on 13, 12, 16, Liz from Shep has given us a call. Morning, Liz.
Hi, how you going?
So you had a second account. Why? What happened?
Yes. So I was seeing a guy and I realised that he had blocked me off his Instagram. And my friend ended up looking into it and she saw that he was commenting on other girls' pictures. So she said to create a fake account, and he was a bodybuilder, so it was like a health food type account, so it would have seemed suspicious. And so I followed him, and he accepted it and everything, and we were able to actually also look at the other girls, and I actually found out that he had a girlfriend, not just me.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Was that here in Shep?
No, that was in Sydney, but they are engaged now, so good for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, good riddance to him,
yeah.
Really.
Too much.
Hey, you get a free meal out of it, it's fine.
And that six pack was worth it, wasn't it, Liz?
Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome, Liz. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Let's move on to Rach from Shep. Rach, have you got more than one account?
I do. I've got one for my dog, and so I've followed a whole bunch of people. But I will admit that I definitely go on my dog's account and stalk other people's profiles and, you know, write comments on celebrities' photos and stuff like that.
So if you've got a guy that you've got a crush on, Rach, and you want to view his story on Instagram but don't want him to see that you've seen it, you'll go and watch it from your dog's account?
Yeah, he'll only know that Ellie, my staffy, is looking at his Instagram story. He'll have no idea that it's me.
Please tell me you named your dog after my co-host.
Yeah. Yes, my name is Ellie, but spelled differently.
Oh, I mean, that's all right. I'm used to it. My best friend's dog's name's Ellie, and that was named after me, so it's okay. It's fine.
But my pet dog that I do a radio show with is also called Ellie.
Hilarious, hilarious. So have you ever been caught out with your second account? Has anyone ever linked it to you?
Not really, like, because most of the people I'm stalking don't know me that well, so
yeah.
They don't know that I have a dog. But I don't have pretty much any photos of my dog on my personal account, so it would be really hard. Like, it's literally just my dog, pictures of my dog. There's no pictures of me on her account.
See, these girls of today, including you, Rach, Ellie, you're all the FBI. This is too much. Guys, we have no hope anymore.
We'll get ya. All right. Hey, Rach, thanks for your call this morning. Say hi to Ellie for us. Give her a pat.
No worries.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Yesterday on the show, I came out and we talked about underwear and how that almost 50% of people apparently wear their underwear more than once. And 13% of people wear the same pair of underwear for a week straight. The stats blew my mind.
Yeah, it's gross.
Then you came out, Ellie, and you said this little comment on the show. Do you sleep with underwear on?
Yes.
And then you come to work in the same pair?
Last night, I went to netball. I got home. I had a shower. I went to bed. This morning, I got up.
Same pair.
Pulled my jeans on and came to work.
Okay, that's disgusting, first of all, that you use the same pair and you wear them when you exercise, when you sleep, when you go to work.
No. I had a shower after netball and put a fresh pair on and then went to bed and then wore them to work.
It got me thinking yesterday and I thought, you know what? How can we use your smelly underwear to our advantage?
Whoa, no one said anything about smelly.
Well, I'm telling you, if you're wearing them for 20 hours a day and there's only 24 hours a day, they're not going to be freshly clean. So I did a bit of research after the show yesterday and bear with me because there is a good cause attached to this if you decide to come on board. I found a website.
Oh, no. Is this going to get into creepy territory?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, Josiah, there are kids in the car.
Where you can sell underwear to freaks overseas, and they will buy your underwear for a certain price. Clean, they'll pay minimal dollar. Worn underwear, they'll... They'll spend a lot of money. And it got me thinking, because you don't just wear your undies once a day, you sleep in them, then you go to work, like you just said, and then you go to the gym. I'm guessing that yours will have a...
Oh, stop it. Do not guess anything about my underwear ever.
I won't even go there.
Let's not. I don't want that in your head.
Okay, all I'm going to say is I'm going to guess that your underwear is going to fetch premium dollar. So my thoughts are, would you, Eleanor Rose Cheney, be up for selling a pair on one of these websites, getting a lot of money, and these used underwear,
no.
I looked, they go for $5,000 to some weirdos over in Japan, right? Don't worry about who they are. We just forget the
thought. Do they need to know who I am?
No, they don't.
Like,
they don't
need
know
a picture
anything.
Of me or anything?
Nothing at all. Just the underwear. They know nothing about you.
What about, like, I'm not going to lie, I've got a few pairs with a lot of holes in them.
Perfect. As long as you have, but you have to wear them before you send them because they're, anyway, I won't go into too many details. My idea, though, is we sell it. Say we make a fair substantial amount of money, example, $5,000 for one pair. Would you be up for doing it?
No.
And then we donate the money to a charity of your choice.
No.
You can't say no because it's charity.
No, I can. I'll go on a long, I'll run a marathon for charity instead.
No, we need to sell your undies. It's a much better idea, Ellie.
My
proposal to
you
this
morning. Why don't we sell yours?
You know I'd do that.
Why don't you wear a pair of women's underwear? How are they going to know, by the way?
They wouldn't. That's a funny thing.
Exactly. All right. We'll get you to do it.
No, don't flip this on me.
Why?
This is my idea. No, this is my idea for you. I don't wear the same pair of undies. Mine are fresh. You have to, Ellie. It's for charity.
Do you know what? I will go down to Vinny's and pull a shift there, or I'll go pick up rubbish in the Maud Street Mall.
Yeah, but that's not fun for the radio. Wearing
could
a used pair
I
of undies
some good bands and the people on the street.
Selling them for $5,000 and then donating that money back to charity is brilliant, radio. You know what? If you don't do it, I'll put on a pair of girls' undies and sell them.
Done.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
An interesting article's come out overnight of words that make us feel hungry.
Oh, yeah.
And what they are. So it's certain things that I might say that make your stomach turn. And there's also words that will make your stomach turn off when you hear it from a food as well. So, for example, the word crispy is meant to make you feel hungry.
Yeah, that'll do it.
What does it make you think of when I say crispy?
KFC chicken. But I'm not a huge fan of KFC chicken.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's almost too crispy.
Ellie, that is a sin to say that.
No, give me a chicken nug. But don't give me like one of the big ones.
Oh, I had 3 Wicked Wings last night with my Zinger meal. It was so good. Large. Extra salt on my chips, please.
Yum.
Aromatic.
Yeah, that makes me think of like a Thai curry.
Oh, I see.
Or like lemongrass chicken.
Yeah, it made me think of Japanese aromatic.
Yeah.
Some sushi.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But some words that make you feel a bit turned off your food, words like tangy.
I like tangy. Light and tangy chips, delish.
Well, that's where your brain, whereas most people think tangy, they think off milk. Because if it smells tangy, you're turned off. Or if your yogurt smells tangy, you're not going near that thing. Fragrant. That's meant to be a turn off.
Nah, fragrance, great. Give me some fragrant jasmine rice.
Or if something's rich.
Yeah.
I think of rich chocolate. Delicious.
Yeah, actually, nah, rich is too much. If someone said like, oh, it's a bit rich, I'd be like, no, thank you.
I'm the opposite. The richer, the better. These are foods that make you turn off food. And it made me think of a conversation that we had in the office yesterday with Boss Benny. And you said to us a little question. Why don't you ask it? Let's pretend that we haven't had the conversation, Ellie. Play some sexy music for me.
It's not.
Has nothing to do with food. you asked Ben and I a question from a female point of view. What turns men on? Because you tried something on Gav and it failed.
No, Ellie. Okay. No, God, my parents listen to this show.
That's right.
No, it's not what turns him on. It's just, do I have to?
Okay, I'll leave it out of the podcast. Your parents aren't up right now. It's 3:30 a.m. in Perth. Tell everyone what you said to Gav.
I just like, I was trying to entice him because he doesn't give me enough massages, right? So I was trying to entice him to give me a back rub. And I was like, come on, it'll be really fun. You know, like you can like run your hands down my back and you can like.
Oh, good start.
You can start rubbing, like start massaging like near my crack.
That's where Gav responded. What did he say?
He's like, oh, don't talk about your crack. I was like, no, but like, isn't that a bit sexy? Like, you just think about running your hands, like, along my buttons.
Ellie, the word crack is not sexy at all.
How am I supposed to know that?
Because you're meant to use your brain. And then that's where Ben and I had the same reaction to Gav. And we said, well, what are you talking about? Like, you started off so well. Why would you say the word crack? It is a turn-off.
I thought it was like, oh, cute.
No, it
like,
makes you
think. Like, hot, she's got a crack.
You know what I'm thinking of? I'm picturing, because guys have visual brains, right? So we're picturing you running your hands down our back. Oh, good start, really? You get down to our butt. If you said, like, down your butt or something, perfect. When you say crack, all of a sudden, I'm thinking of an obese plumber sitting there with his massive crack hanging out and you just running your hands down there with a bit of toilet paper hanging out.
Well, apparently Gav feels the same because he's like, oh, you ruined it. You ruined it.
Hit breakfast with Desire and Ellie.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Mara, it is your pleasure, okay?
Straight out of the gym and onto the airwaves.
Yeah, mate, it's Mario.
Now, if you're a first-time listener to this show, you may not know that we've got a favourite caller. I mean, we love everyone who calls 13, 12, 16, but one person in particular is our favourite, and his name's Mario.
Yeah, we're Shepparton. Like that parent that's not meant to play favourites, yeah. But we do.
He's a gym junkie. He's an Italian dude living in Shep, and he always brings the good z. And we discovered, good z, that it's his birthday today.
Yes.
And so instead of him calling us, which he does on a regular basis, we're going to give him a call and wish him a happy birthday.
You better be excited.
I know, right? Here we go.
Oh, hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mario.
Buon compleanno.
Oh, yeah, we should have learned the Italian.
We're sorry, Mario.
I was just joining in, man. I love this song, you know.
Happy birthday, Mario. How's your day been so far?
Yeah, man, I just started. I don't know if you had the time, but it's very early.
Yeah, I know. We wanted to be the first ones to wish you happy birthday before your wife and your kids and your gym friends.
Well, congratulations. You did it. You know, number one, mate.
Yes. Hey, Mario, it's a question you're not meant to ask people, especially on their birthdays, but we don't know this. How old are you?
Man, I'm 23 years old, believe it or not.
What, how many
23 kids with three kids and a wife. You've done well.
Yeah, man, maybe I tell you lots of lies. You don't know.
I mean,
we do know, actually. We know that you do lie quite a bit. We've established that a long, long time ago on this show.
What are your plans today, Mario?
Yeah, man, I'm going to start with go to the gym, you know, because this is good for your body,
yeah.
Good for your mind. And then I start with the shots and then get on later to the wine and we'll see what happens, you know what I mean?
Oh, God. Just take it from there, hit the town. Do you reckon is the deck open on a Wednesday?
Of course
sure.
It is.
Yeah. Hit the deck tonight, Mario. We'll take you out for a couple of espresso martinis.
But I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a couple of espresso martinis with some protein powder in them and then hit the gym with Mario for his birthday? Well, you're right now. Are you ready for this?
I'm always ready for it.
On the spot. E-Chain is going to perform a couple of quick lines.
You
a couple
didn't
of
tell me this?
For you. Are you ready to go? E-Chain is in the house for Mario. Take it away.
Okay. Yo, Mario, happy birthday. I hope it's not the worst day. Have a good one. Hope it's lots of fun. Boom!
Thoughts, Mario?
Best present ever, mate. I was beautiful.
If you come into the studio, Mario, I'll also give you a kiss on the cheek.
Naked.
Not whoa. clothes will be on.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I'll be staying away from the studio today.
Why? What's wrong with the studio?
Man, I do not need no kissing, okay, from anybody. Don't want to stir the boat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough. I've got a boyfriend, you've got a girlfriend. We get it. Well, you have a wonderful birthday, Mario, okay?
Thank you very much, Ellie.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
We all know that this Channel 10 Pilot Week thing, or WIN in our region, was pretty successful last year. That basically, it's when they trial out a bunch of different TV shows, Australian-made stuff, and see how it goes. And then if we like it, then it gets picked up to be like a full-time TV show.
Have we had Pilot Week this year yet?
Not this year. It's due to air later this year. But I'll give you a little rundown of some of the shows that are coming because I'm excited about it. There's I Am Roxy, which follows Roxy Jasenko.
Yeah, she's the PR queen.
Yeah. Part-Time Privates, which is a show about two mothers at a local primary school who decide to start a private investigation business. And this one sounds awesome. My 80-year-old flatmate, where basically older Australians offer cheap rent to millennials who are struggling in exchange for some company and help around the house. Isn't that beautiful?
That's what I need.
What do you mean?
So what, I let a old person stay with me in my house?
Well, it's kind of the other way around, but yeah, effectively.
Right. I've got two spare bedrooms, so I let an old person and they cook, clean, do everything for me.
No.
And they live for free with rent. Is that how it works?
No. It's old people, so like 80-year-old people who maybe is single and, you know, living in a house by themselves. They get like a 20-year-old in who can't pay rent.
Oh,
but is there for the company. Yes. Yeah,
I need the opposite.
It's not just like get an old maid.
I want that.
No.
I would let, if there's a nursing home listening, happy to have somebody that is free of time to live with me for free, but they have to cook every meal for me, clean my house every day and have everything good to go.
Sounds like an awful deal. Why would they want that?
Because they get
just go down to Shep Villages and live the dream up there.
It's free rent and they get to live with an absolute legend.
Just saw it from the radio, yeah, because they're all big fans of Hit, that's for sure.
No, they're over the age of 80, they're listening to Triple M.
Yeah. But news has broken overnight, and I'm devastated about this because this was a show I was looking forward to the most in Pilot Week, and that is the Australian version of Catfish has officially been cancelled.
Wait, it's been cancelled from Pilot Week?
Yeah.
But isn't that the point of Pilot Week?
I don't know. All I had to do was scrape together one episode.
One episode.
I know. So this was going to be hosted by Casey Donovan, who is infamously someone who's been catfished herself.
So explain to people what catfish is again.
It's basically when you like fall in love online or something and then it turns out that person's faking who they are. So they're using fake photos or whatever.
Mm.
So it's great. There's an American version of it and it's an awesome series. So we were looking forward to bringing it to Australia. But Channel 10 have come out and said, we swear we didn't catfish you, good gear, but it's no longer part of our schedule. We cast a line but didn't have the right bait to catch you a catfish in time. So basically, they couldn't find anyone to cast.
So there's nobody in Australia getting catfished?
No.
That's what they're saying?
That's what they reckon.
Well, they could have just done for one episode.
I know.
Instead of putting Casey Donovan as the host, they could have told her story.
Yeah, keep it going. Get in touch with us. If you reckon you're being catfished, it's my dream to be a catfish catcher.
Oh, as in we going help catch it with someone? If there's somebody that hasn't, okay.
Yeah.
So if you are speaking to someone online, Goulburn Valley, you've never met them and they've prolonged it for a long period of time and refused to meet up with you, get in touch with us right now.
It kind of happened to one of my friends once. She was speaking to this super hot guy on Tinder. Turned out it was not the right guy. And we figured it out by like looking up. We looked up his ABN in the end.
Wow.
Yeah, we went deep. It was
great.
Girls
are crazy.
Yeah, it was fun. I want to do it again. So please get in touch because apparently catfish doesn't exist anymore, guys.
13, 12, 16. Give us a buzz or hit GV on Instagram. Hit Goulburn Valley. Hit us up on Facebook as well.
Yeah, we'll investigate for you.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Right now, though, I want to address something that happened to me in the office the other day. And it's made me rethink myself as a person because on the whole, I think that I'm quite a considerate person, you know, like I...
You do your best to be nice to people.
Yeah, like I put the needs of others first, you know, I'm just a legend, basically.
Basically, you're the opposite to me.
Yeah, exactly. But someone in the office has pointed out something about me that I didn't realise I did, and now I'm questioning everything. So one of the girls in the office came...
Which one?
Just one of the girls in the office.
Which
came
one?
Into the... Why do I have to name names? One of the girls in the office.
I could guess, I reckon.
No, it came into my office the other day and said, Ellie, I got a bone to pick with you. I was like, oh God, what have I done?
Oh, that's very Courtney.
No, I'm not naming names. Anyway, and she says, the toilet rolls. And I said, yeah, what about the toilet rolls? She goes, they're always empty when we get in. And I was like,
what's that got to do with you?
Well, that's the thing. I was like, okay, sorry. Like I didn't really know what she was getting at. And basically what she was getting at is that I am going into the toilet. And because I'm the only girl in here before the rest of the sales girls get in at like 8:30, it's obviously me who's using the rest of the toilet paper and then not replacing the roll.
Well, shouldn't the cleaner...
Just on wheeze, by the way.
Shouldn't the cleaner come in and like make her put a fresh new roll on every night?
Well, I mean, no, because if there's half a roll left, not that I'm using half a roll in the morning, but I kind of...
Hang on a sec.
Yeah, okay.
If there's an empty roll, and I'm having a look at our HGV Instagram page of the different types of rolls.
Yeah.
How is it always empty every single day when you do? Do you like?
That's the thing. It's not. It surely it can't be because I've never once noticed. Oh, I'm using the last roll of toilet paper. I better replace it in my life.
How many squares are you meant to use per wipe?
I mean, girls use it more than boys.
What? At least
because we use it for wheeze too.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, I'm not using it for that at work. Girls don't do that.
Are you sure?
No. Yes.
Because if it's empty every morning, she comes in. I reckon you're the first in. You come in before me.
No, when I do go to the toilet, like I have like 3 wees during the show because I drink a lot of water. Like, look at this big old bottle of water I got. You know,
3 wees during the show, and you drop the kids off before the show.
No, I'm not. But anyway, so she had this word with me, and I said, okay, look, sorry, I'll fix it from here on in. Didn't even know I was doing it, and then yesterday I was in the bathroom, and it got down to like maybe 5 sheets of toilet paper left, right? So there was enough to wipe your tush if you're doing a wee as a girl. Like that's what it came down to. Should I change it when there's like, you know, because we, as a girl, you can get away with using maybe 2 sheets.
Oh, definitely leave it then.
That's the thing, right? But now I'm in my head and she's gotten in my head and I'm like, oh God, should I be changing it? Are they going to get mad at me if I don't?
Would they get angry at you if there's 5 sheets left? That's the question.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I'm the wrong person to speak to because I leave an empty roll every time.
Well, that's
I couldn't care less.
Especially in our work toilets because there's a whole pile of full rolls there for you to choose from. So it's not like you're leaving them high and dry, literally. You're leaving them with an option. So I reckon if you get in and the toilet roll's empty, then it's on you to change it.
Absolutely. Person afterwards.
It's not the person who finishes it off.
We should be having a debate here, but I'm on board. It's the next person's problem in my eyes.
You check every time I go into a public toilet, I will check first that there's toilet paper in there. I think that's the way to do it. But I've put it up on our socials, HitGBA on Insta and HitGolanValley. The majority of people are not on my side.
So everyone says you should change just because people are nice. But people like me, I couldn't care less.
Well, I've put in 3 options of when you should change it. One with about 5 sheets left, one with about 2 sheets left, and one with no sheets left. And most people are saying, all of them. I'm like, whoa, hold on.
Really?
Yeah. Get in touch this morning, Golden Valley, 13, 12, 16, or hit us up on the socials. When should we be changing the roles, or is it the next person's problem? Let's go to Ben from Echuca. Ben, what are your thoughts? When do you change it, bud?
I don't at all.
Yeah. Actually. Okay. So you're in our camp because, like, it's their problem, right?
Well, like as long as there's like we keep rolls in our house by the toilet, so there's always a spare few to reload. But I guess if you want to be courteous, you can do it. But it's a bit of a everyone for themselves.
My thing is, Benny, in our household, it's very complicated to change the toilet roll. It's not an easy just slip on one. If that's the case, it's easy. It's one of those ones where you have to take it out and angle it so it goes in properly. It's a big effort, so that can be the next person's problem if you finish right.
I've never heard of a toilet roll like that before. I don't know what's...
No, I know what you're talking about, Jay. In my house, when I grew up with my brothers, none of us would change it. So we'd just have the toilet roll on the ground.
I know you'd end up using your hands.
No, I'll go on the record now to say no, that is not accurate. All right, Ben, we are equally as inconsiderate as the two of us, so welcome to the crew.
Good club to be in, guys.
Exactly. We're the elite. Thanks for your call, bud.
No worries.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.